So the second super team, collaborative working, so just put a CW or something like that by these ideas. And we have Lara Burton here, don't we? Do we? We do. Lara, come on down. Great. So if you want to go on to the next chart with your actual things on it, it's just that down.
Hello. My idea to support collaborative working was to develop skills and tools to share existing knowledge effectively throughout social services. And by doing that, we promote SSKS, which is Social Services Knowledge Scotland, a platform providing lots of resources and learning materials for social services staff. Okay, so that would be practical, because we would develop the skills and understanding of what resources are available to share knowledge, use what we have more effectively, and a pilot project would help us to achieve this. It's not necessarily pioneering to share the existing knowledge. What would be pioneering would everyone getting behind to support and promote the same service, so we're all looking in the same place and sharing knowledge in the same place. And social service workers can also become knowledge workers. And it's productive because we can join up existing knowledge and resources more effectively, and sharing knowledge means we can avoid duplication and learn from others about what works. It's also very practical to share the knowledge and learn from each other.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
You're being so fast. Exactly, it's great. Okay. Billy, you're here, aren't you? I saw you earlier. So it's Common Degree Modules and Shared Induction.
Yeah, it's a straightforward suggestion, this one. And I suppose it starts with the service user, thinking the service user's experience has to be the starting point for everything. And my idea was that if the professions, particularly when the policy is driving towards integration, if they were to develop common shared modules and kind of design the training around kind of commonalities as well as reflecting differences, this could result in better outcomes for service users in the long term. And at the minute, as a social worker, we have the post-registration training and learning requirements. There are particular requirements for newly qualified social workers, perhaps, you know, an expectation that there's some evidence collaborative work could form part of that. So in summary, this idea would define roles, responsibilities, accountabilities. It would promote information sharing, but also it would deal with practical things like putting public protection at the heart of everything that professions do, whether they're from social work or health.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
So do you want me to just headline what you've put here on the? So practicality, it would embed key learning with degree programmes and would support the integration agenda. It would be pioneering to be endorsed by regulatory bodies for different professions and be a statement of commitment to joint working, absolutely. And productive because it would break down perceived barriers and contribute to a shared understanding of the role of different professions. Fantastic. Thank you. We have a choice here for collaborating with service users. We've got Callum or Surinder. Or both. I'd like to come up and present this one. Callum or Surinder, are you both? Yes, you're Callum. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're here. Okay. Do you mind if Callum speaks for you?
Can move the microphone down.
Yeah. We have the mic, please.
Can move the microphone down.
Thank you.
Well, this is a very simple and not an original idea either, but I think it's about aspirations, something that we've probably all aspired to for a long time. People talk about strengths-based work and empowerment, you know, the sort of common social work language, but do we actually achieve it? And that's what this idea is about. It's actually turning what we all aspire to and probably have been for a long time into some sort of practical, concrete practice. So I've talked about how we achieve a strengths-based, an empowering approach. So it's very much about an approach. It's not about training people. It's not about skills particularly. It's very much more about attitudes, your way of thinking, how we actually are with the people that we work with. And I've used the word service users, and I realise that's maybe a slightly contentious term, but for the purposes of this, I'll refer to people as maybe it's care. care seekers or real caregivers. And I suppose what was going through my mind as well was the type of people that we work with, and in social work, social care, we work with a whole range of people, and there's those who seek our help and our care, and there's others who have it imposed upon them, who are maybe slightly less reluctant. And that was the thinking behind this: how do we engage with those who don't want to engage with us? And I think, and I believe strongly, that the only way we can do this is to have a completely different approach. And this touches on areas of power, our power as practitioners, as professionals, with statutory powers, but how do we actually engage with people in a way that's going to help bring about change? And that's essentially what social work and social care is about change. I feel that this is totally practical, because I don't think it's about training, it's about development, and how do we develop ourselves, our thinking, how we develop our approaches. And yes, there are methods that have principles and values underpinning them, and I think it's maybe what I'm talking about is a return to some sort of training or development that's based on principles and on good old-fashioned social work values. And I think these values never change, you know, ideas change, but I think there's certain things that are constant throughout. Sorry.
Thank you. You've given it from the perspective of the professional, and obviously I'm going to give it from the other side, if that's okay, which is to achieve a result.
Thank you, Surinder. Lovely.
Hello.
Can
we ask questions?
Yes, please. You can always steal with pride, is what we do. So if there are bits of one idea that you want to lump into another idea, that's absolutely fine. So there'll come a point in the process where you can borrow bits from other people's ideas. And that's the best thing to do. Let's come back to it. If it's a problem later when you've heard the other ideas, and we'll come back and try and solve that specifically for you. Okay. Lovely. Donald, are you here to talk about time banking?
However, I think there's a way around that. could be that I could offer a day, or I could give you my training premises for a day, and that goes into the bank, which might be held by SSSC. Say, and somebody else could say, well, I'll have your training premises, we could offer you an IT, we could offer you a web design, or I could give you a course for an emergency, or you could offer me a course for understanding dementia. Or I could let you talk to the people here in the service unit, the people we support, how they organise their, how we've integrated their voice into our training or our management. So the idea is to depth and to take, to shift. But it's not a clipboard, it's not a manual, it's a radical reconceptualisation of reciprocity and mutuality. It's a very radical idea. And the guy's name is Edward Kahn. You can hear more of this inspirational guy on TEDx, you know, online, and you get this lecture on that. That's great, thank you.
If anybody's got Twitter working, you can type tweet a radical reconceptualisation of reciprocity. That'd be very, very fantastic. Okay, so the next one, either Maggie or Cheryl B.
I think we're all together.
Yeah? Okay, come on up, please.
Join me and we can do it jointly. I was really just really keen to raise the profile of the early years workers. I feel that generally as social services, social care workers, we have very low profile generally, and we're wanting to raise the general profile. But early years workers are really at the bottom of that. When it comes to all the latest research, we keep talking about the importance of the early years, but early years workers, early years practitioners are really not recognized for the role that they are playing with communities all the time, and the learning that they are doing, and the opportunities there are for them to share their practice. In the local authority area where I'm working, we've been doing a lot of practitioner-led training, and it's really been working fantastically, where the early years workers are going into other settings where they haven't traditionally gone into and shared their practice, shared their learning. It's made them much more reflective practitioners. It's also made them feel much more valued. And I just think it's been fantastic. So I'd love to see something like that extended. But I'll let Maggie continue on her trend.
Thank you. I'd actually looked at Cheryl's idea and then thought, you know, I really wanted to take it a bit of a step further. It's funny, actually, the previous person was also talking about this idea that, you know, when it comes to it, the coats go off and you all pitch for your own corner. And this is no disrespect to other parts of the social services workforce, but I would hope that most people would reckon that if we actually get it right for children at that very early part of their life, together with their family, then actually, you know, hopefully your job will actually be easier if you're working with people and with, you know, with young people sort of later on in their life. So, you know, we know that everybody has a part to play. So what I was really wanting to do is to say, let's integrate what the early years workforce do within the mainstream of social services and not have them sort of hanging on the edge of being the sort of, as you described, a poor relative. I think these days people have certainly recognised a lot more just how important those early years are for the children. What they're not necessarily doing is translating that into how important it is, therefore, that the people that work with those young children and with their families are equally important and have yet to be properly integrated within the social services workforce. So, unfortunately, I love the ideas. What I haven't done, of course, is given you anything practical as to how I'm going to do that. So hopefully, as I say, what today will do is move that a step further into saying, great idea, Maggie, and this is how we're going to do it, because that's what I love about you practical, doy people, is that you're going to do that for me. Okay.
Thank you for teaming up. You had very similar ideas on the site there.